Blog Talk Radio.
We gotta go to some deep, man. I'm leaving the motherfucker.
Hey, yo, man. Man, what's taking on me so long, son?
Calm down, man. Come on.
I'm up! I'm up! I'm up! Come on!
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And niggas trying to take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for fucking with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, dawg. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
Put money on my head, gone. Get your refund, motherfucker. I ain't dead. I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. I'm the underground king, and I ain't been crowned. When I rhyme, something special happen every time. I'm the greatest. Something like Ali in his prime. I walk the block with the bundles. I've been knocked on the humble. Swing the ox when I rumble. Show your ass with my gun. Gotta tip a nigga, go ahead. Lose your head. Turn your back on me, get clapped and lose your leg. I walk around, gun on my waist, chip on my shoulder, top buck, equip in your face, post to this beef, ain't no.
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men wish death on me.
Sunny days wouldn't be special if it wasn't for rain. Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Death gotta be easy, cause life is hard. It'll leave you physically, mentally, and emotionally scarred. This is for my niggas on the block, twisting treatments to God. For the niggas on lock, doing life behind bars. I don't see only God can judge me, cause I see things clear. Quick, these crackers will give my black ass 100 years. I'm like Paulie and Goodfellas, you can call me the Don. Like Malcolm by any means, with my gun in my palm. Slim switch sides on me, let niggas ride on me. I thought we was cool, why you want me to die, homie, homie?
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men wish death
every
on
night,
me.
Every night I talk to God, but he don't say nothing back. I know he protected me, but I still stay with my gat and my nightmares. Niggas keep pulling texts on me. Psychic said some bitch done put a hex on me. The feds didn't know much when Pop got shot. I got a kite from the pins that told me Chuck got knocked. I ain't gonna spell it out for you motherfuckers all the time. Are you a literate nigga? You can't read between the lines. In the Bible it says, what goes around comes around. Homo shot me 3 weeks later, he got shot down. Now it's clear that I'm here for a real reason. Cause he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing.
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men wish death on me.
Before we get into this, I really want to take the opportunity to have a moment of silence for not just China Gibson, also known as China Doll Dupree, who we lost, but the 5 women we've lost this year and all of the lives that we've lost because folks can't seem to do something with all this hate. You can't do too much on the radio, then folks will think you done got cut off and everything. But I really, really needed to do that because we've got to give respect where respect is due. The intro song was a throwback. You may recall 50 Cent back when he was rapping, before he was making sugar water and calling it vodka. Many Men. Because you can only imagine what it's like to wake up every day and have to fight for your life. Lord Ashley Hunter says all the time that a breath of a trans woman, the simple act of breathing is an act of resistance. The moments of silence we took were for Goddess Misha Caldwell, who was killed on January the 4th, 2017 in Canton, Mississippi. For Goddess Jamie Lee Wounded Arrow, who was killed on January the 6th, 2007 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. For Goddess JoJo Stryker, who was killed on February the 8th, 2017 in Toledo, Ohio. For Goddess Kiki Collier, who was killed on the 22nd of February, 2017 in Chicago, Illinois. And for Goddess China Gibson, who was killed in Louisiana on the 25th of February, 2017. That would be yesterday. I'm really struggling as a cisgender person because I want to identify why cisgender people can't show up appropriately, why we're co-opting the narrative. And so what I did was I put out the call and invited some trans women who I love and respect, their identity, their work, them as individuals, their Facebook posts. I love them, I love them, I love them, so that they can get us all the way together and collect these edges because we seem to be out of hand. And so I think everybody can use some help every once in a while when they are doing things they're not supposed to do. My guests today are amazing women, as I stated, and we're going to get to them in just 1 second, but I do have to thank the sponsors who fearlessly continue to fund the work of the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We are a Stand Omni Media production. Stand Omni Media is a diversified media brand that uplifts the voice and culture of. So that's why we always say hashtag, where do you stand? I'm not the only show on the roster. I've been pleased to be a sibling show with the Black Male Show, the first all Black podcast in radio production. They were on last week and are on every Saturday. We also produce the Gentlewoman Quarters. We have a number of shows that are coming down the pipe in our 2017 quarter one. We want to thank our sponsors, as I mentioned, Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian dating website. Check them out on the interweb, www.eve4eveonline.com, on all your social media outlets, and on their website. We are also sponsored by the Party Pack, premium party opportunities for the DMV and beyond. Check them out at Party, P-A-R-T-Y, Pack, P-A-K, on Facebook, and partypack@gmail.com. They are the producers of Badass Bingo, DC, Not Your Granny's Bingo. I'm very happy to be a host of that event. If you are interested in having Badass Bingo as a party with your people, hit them up, badassbingodc@gmail.com, and you can also check them out on their respective social media websites. We are excited to be a media sponsor for the Future Foundation. The Future Foundation is closing out Black Future Month with one hell of a bang. I am excited to inform you that WPGC 95.5, myself, the staff of the Future Foundation, will be present on Tuesday at the Berry Farms Recreational Center, 1230 Sumner Road, for one heck of a wicked awesome event. We are going to be having a health and cultural fair. The young folks, the future adults at the Berry Farms Rec have a special presentation for you. Of course, myself, Simply Nay, will be in the building, and Tony Rez, a respected DJ from WPGC, will also be out and about getting people involved. We want to thank the MedStar Family Choice, and we are excited to have you guys come and support the Black History Month health and cultural experience. If you want information please check out www.futuredc.org. The event is going to be going down from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can also find information on WPGC's website. I want to thank all of our sponsors I mentioned. Whoop, almost left one out. Write the World Free, The World Without Racism, Exceptional Books by Aleda R. Clack. You can pick yours up on createspace.com. You can check them out at The World Without Racism on Facebook or writetheworldfree.com. Now, one of our guests, Aurora Lord, she's an amazing, amazing artist. She released her first album, Inside My Notebook, this past month. And so we really want to highlight and uplift and center the trans women in this conversation and highlight their work and show you how you can support them. So our next song before she joins us is going to be Where Do I Fall by Aurora Lloyd. You this evening. We'll get more into your music a bit, but I wanted to say hello and ask if you could introduce yourself to the folks who are listening to us this evening.
So my name is Aurora Lloyd. I am stationed in D.C. right now. Howard University student. I work for a nonprofit. As you know, I'm a musician as well. just a array of different things. But, you know, hit me up on social media and I got you.
Yes. And we're also joined by Ms. Lasiah Wade. How are you this evening?
I am well. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. It's a Sunday, and I caught Get Out. So that was a ticket to my spirit. Yes, of course. Can you tell folks a bit about you who are new to you and your work on this evening?
Well, my name is Lasiah Wade. I am Executive Director of Brave Space Alliance here in Chicago. I have been doing organizing work for 10-plus years. I do training, health spaces, and so much more.
That is amazing. I also have Phoenix of Eden present and accountable for this conversation. How are you on today?
I am doing wonderful. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you very well. Ladies, can you hear also?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. I'm representing from that boot, the good Louisiana. You know, I was born in the Crescent, but I was raised in the woods and the whole boot is my hood. I do ministry, New Legacy Ministries, Media Ministries. Our mission statement is to create a safe space to document the stories of overlooked and underserved individuals through media advocacy and the arts. So I'm glad to be present today with all of these great goddesses.
I said, it sounds like you should have a Stand Omni Media show. That could be arranged. I'm just saying. That can totally
absolutely. I'm all for that. I'm like my brother in New Orleans and Deanville, I'm here for it.
Yes. So I wanted to first, we did have a moment of silence, but I wanted to say to you ladies that you have my utmost condolences, because I can only imagine what it feels like to wake up every day, not only fearing your life, but the life of the sisters who you have grown and built community with. Are there any of you who wish to speak on what that feeling is like? And again, as you all know, and as the listeners know, there is no censorship on this show. So whatever you feel like you want to present, whatever you feel like you want to say, I am not FCC regulated, independent media. I do not need a press pass from 45 or anything. You are free to go.
Okay, well, I would like to first give the floor to any of my sisters who want to speak. You know I'm always willing to speak, but I noticed that most of the ladies who spoke before me are younger than me, and that is something that I feel like their voices should always be heard and they should not be silenced, because this is real for them. Like, I've gotten to a place and privilege of being in my transition for over 27 years. And so I want to make sure that, the younger ladies get to speak first, or if any of y'all want to, it's something that y'all want to say, I want y'all to say it.
Well, this is Lasiah. That's my sister. I've known her for years, and she's a wonderful person, and she will let others speak before her. Me personally, as we all know that, trans women and especially trans men have been doing this work for centuries, way beyond, right?
Right.
So we already know that our life is already at risk. It's just now certainly have been put in the spotlight of what's going on behind closed doors, being misgendered, also being dead named. It's becoming more frustrating because we know that since we're now more in the light than ever, we know that we're going to have more than we ever had. So knowing this information, knowing that the rate of killings will be higher because we're fighting for our liberation, we're fighting for anti-blackness as well as in the black community. We fight for LGBT rights as well. We are all in these intersections, especially as black trans women and black trans folks. we know that our life is always going to be on the line. So we're pretty much like James Baldwin always said, if you're relatively awake in the United States, you pretty much are angry all the time, right? So that's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah, and I mean, like, to piggyback off of what LaSaya says, and I want to thank you for being so diligent in being visible, because, you know, I've met you before, and you are extremely passable, and you're a girl who does not have to be visible in this movement, you know, but you have chosen to be visible in this movement. So I always celebrate girls who don't have to be visible, who choose to be visible, you know, in this movement. And I feel like at first, when I first started doing this, it was so frustrating that, you know, I can remember there was a time when girls were dying so much back to back to where it was just like I was plotting my own death. Like, okay, how am I going to – because I didn't want to let the white man take me out. Like, I didn't want to give him credit. I didn't want to let the system – I didn't want to let white supremacy take me out. So I was like, how am I going to kill my own self? You know, I started plotting my own death. And then I had this epiphany that came to me, and it was like, Tila, if you kill yourself, then that will be selfish, because you're taking your own life, and so many people are blessed by your light. You know, and I believe in reincarnation. I believe that, you know, we come back to do greater things, and I believe that what we don't learn in this life, we have to learn over again in the next life. So my mission and the work that I do is around making sure that the people that I love and connect with, I can see them again in the next leg of the journey. So what keeps me going every day through that fear, and what has taught me not to be afraid, because just 2 years ago, I went through an awakening event in my life that took me back to the host stroll. They had me back on the host stroll turning tricks, and I had a gun in my face, and this man was getting ready to kill me. And I wasn't on the transsexual stroll. I was on the female stroll because in 2014 I had my gender reassignment surgery, so I was on the female host stroll. So I realized that why the violence was happening to me wasn't just about me being trans. It was about me being black and feminine. And so when that light went off in my head, hey, wait, they're not just attacking you because you're trans. They're attacking you because you're black and feminine. And so when that intersected for me, that was when the light went off in my head. And I told this guy, and he had a 9mm in my face, and I told him, I said, if you kill me, I said, they're going to find you. They're going to throw you under the jail because they're going to march for me. I said, they're going to march for me. And you know what? He looked at me and he said, people love me too. And he put that gun down. And when he put that gun down, that was a realization for me that our brothers want to be loved, but they don't know how to transition like we have. They don't have the courage, because they're going through a mental transition while we're going through a mental and a physical transition. And trans women are some powerful beings. Like for out throughout our whole life, we've been lied to, and we've been told that we were weak and that we were last and that we were crumbs and that we were knockoffs and that we were Memorex and that we were generics and that we were carbon copies. We've had this downloaded into our memory throughout our whole existence, but that is so far from the truth. The truth is that we are motherfucking crusaders. We are giants. We are goddesses. We are formidable beings who get up and we trudge through this muck of this desolate reality every day, and we stand on side of killers, and sometimes we take them as our husbands, and sometimes they trick us, and sometimes they kill us. You know, we go through so much, but we still stand. Like at one time I was ashamed of my community, and I was ready to commit suicide because I was so ashamed of my community. But the more I get to know my community, our weakness and our blessing is that we are such a diverse community. And in the weakness, our diversity makes it hard for us to connect because we can be so different. We can be so different. And so in not being able to connect, we're so separated and we look at life so differently. So sometimes we can't even connect with each other. That is a blessing, and it's also our curse, because other people look at the fact that we don't know how to connect and we don't know how to come together, and they use that as a strategic way to infiltrate into our empire and to destroy us. And so we have to learn as trans women how to say, okay, girl, you can be an advocate. Girl, you can be a pageant girl. Girl, you can believe in Jesus. Girl, you can believe in the Orisha. Girl, you can be stealth. Girl, you can be open. You can be post-op. You can be non-op. You can be pre-op. You can take hormones. Girl, you can be filled out of your mind. And, girl, you can have never have gotten pumped, girl. You could have went to the doctor and had all of yours done across the board. And, girl, you could be a black market body. But I still love you and I still celebrate you. How do we get to that place? That's what I want to know. How do we get to that place? How do we get to the place as black trans women of color to accept each other all across the board, no matter what realm, no matter what sphere, no matter what class, no matter what social setting we come into? Because trans women, we've walked in all of those realms. But it seems like when we get accepted by a higher class, we disassociate ourselves from where we came from, and that is how the enemy often infiltrates. So how do we get past that? How do we say, okay, girl, you know, you stunt credit cards. Okay, girl, you pick pockets. Okay, girl, you're a lawyer, you're an attorney, you're this. How do we say it doesn't matter? Because I've been in all of those circles. You know, I'm about to be 40 this year. I was born in 1977. And what I've learned from being in all of those settings is it's crooked, underhanded, corrupt shit going on all across the board. So who can judge who? Somebody hurry up and tell me, because I don't know.
I want to ask Aurora, because she's been kind of quiet, and I can pull this card.
Yeah.
I went to Howard. Let's just say I was at Howard before Barack Obama was president, in and out before Barack Obama was president. So that's how long ago I did that. And they like to say that Howard is inclusive. I know that it's not. Can you share with us what it's like trying to get your degree, you know, from a great HBCU? Goddess Phoenix spoke to, you know, the diversity that is the community and the likeness that is the community. But can you shed some light on how problematic our own people are? Again, for new listeners, everyone on the panel is black, women of color. But, I mean, can we just speak on it?
Yeah, no, definitely. So we have to, we got to understand, no one laid out a blueprint for how any trans individual can make it through an HBCU. Not just any school, but specifically an HBCU. And for me and through my journey, it has been hell and high water, because although there is a quote-unquote space for us, that space is primarily of cisgendered lesbian women.
Dips
of gay men. And,
okay, I'm sorry, I said it.
Right, yeah, like, you know, no, it is what it is. You know, this is death, all that good stuff. But, you know, it's drops of gay men, and there was only one other trans male at the time that was out. Because from my understanding, there's a couple of us at the university, but I'm the only one who's vocal, even though me being out, I was forced out. So it's not as inclusive as it seems. They'll let you to believe that so that the media and the world will think highly of it, but that's not the case. It's for me, I was someone who I went viral off of a Vine back in, like, 2013, and I, like, made World Star Hip Hop, and, like, a whole array of things transpired that within that year. And it happened because of another Howard man, another Howard student. And this man literally made me a trending topic and was like, you know, hashtag find the he bitch. And, like, this whole situation that broke me down, and it really fucked me up because I couldn't leave my dorm. I would literally go to class and go straight home because every time I would leave my dorm, somebody would recognize me from that vine, and it was all extremely problematic. If it wasn't a threat or a death threat, then it was someone who, quote unquote, wanted to rave about it and thought it was funny.
Oh my God.
So it was extremely rough, and no one, if it wasn't for having a certain support system that actually helped me through, that was also of other Howard students that had my back, I don't know how I would have made it through what I had went through, because it caught me off guard. It happened in the middle of the night. I woke up at like 3 a.m. till I couldn't even count how many messages and DMs and mentions and just craziness on all platforms of social media. It was ridiculous. And so being at an HBCU, it's extremely hard because even with us dealing with housing, I was blessed to a certain degree, but then there was conversations I had with the interim residence director at the time where I let him know, you know, me moving to D.C., I moved from Atlanta, and I had been raped and robbed, and me telling him that and making it clear, like, I don't want to live with another man. I have a best friend. She knows. She's aware. I've known her for some plus years. We've been best friends since high school. You know, God just so happened to put us in the same university together, and we both want to live together on campus. It would make sense because I can financially afford it. And I was told, well, you know, we can't legally put you with another woman, but the room that you're staying in, you can't be by yourself because it's a double suite. So you're just going to have to, like, hope that nothing bad happens. I was like, oh, okay. And so in turn, I think he understood that I literally could have put a lawsuit on him because over the next month, I didn't get a roommate. They actually moved me out of the room and gave me a whole, like, apartment-style dorm in the towers, which I'm pretty sure you're aware of. What I'm talking about is an RA looking thing. And right. And so, and as we know, that shit ain't cheap. So I think that was my last semester there at Howard before I had to take off because I couldn't afford it. I was like, I'm sitting here paying them off and paying it back. But the inclusiveness is a facade. They're inclusive when they want to be. And it became strikingly clear to me when there was a white Baptist Christian church that came onto the campus that, you know, raved about the school being an HBCU, but then couldn't stand the fact that it was like allowing the creation of this gay, lesbian, transgender bi space at the HBCU. So they were protesting that, not the HBCU itself. And, you know, Howard folk, allies, and other community, you know, rallied together and came out to show support. But that number that was there was very, for me, it was very disappointing because I was like, let this had been a white group stating that they don't see the reason for why HBCUs need to be here and protesting, girl, it would have been an entire media day. They would have canceled classes. Like, it would have been a thing. And it was just like, wow, no one genuinely really gives a shit. They act like they do, but they really don't. And it clicked to me about the I got sick and tired of going to Black Lives Matter rallies. I was fed up. On a personal front, I'm tired of marching. I need to do something else constructive that's going to help, that works for me. And then on top of that, I'm tired of standing next to the same black man that will lay down, rape, rob, and steal, and kill me, and get up the same next day to still yell Black Lives Matter.
Ooh, but
one more time for the people in the back, please.
Like, I've never felt that way about the Black Lives Movement because I've always felt like even from the beginning of the Black Lives Movement, I've just felt like, because I'm in a lot of black conscious groups on social media, and when I hear the conversations that are going on in black conscious groups, it's like every time you look around, like do they do these little memes and they ask what's wrong with the black community or what has taken the black community down, and homosexuality and transphobia always comes up on the list. And I'm like, there's so many other things that we could talk about that are plaguing the black community, but you people keep wanting to talk about transgenders and homophobia and LGBT, making it like, first of all, I'm not a pedophile. I don't rob banks. I'm not out here killing people. I'm not out here doing pipping holes and standing on the motherfucking corner pushing drugs in the community, but you're mad that because every now and then I like a little sodomy or I like to be with somebody who is a blur in the gender lines because we like a little freaky sneaky. I mean, everybody has their thing that they're like, and I feel like I'm an adult and I'm not bothering you with what I'm doing. This is what I like, and I feel like a lot of times people are just jealous because it's something that they want to do and they don't have the courage to do because maybe their family was, you know, someone who spoke against it or something, and maybe mama wanted some grandbabies or something like that. But just because you come from a family that was so strict on you and taught you these ways, I don't think that you should demonize me because of who I choose to love. And so that's something that needs to be worked on in the black community overall, just this need to always try to focus on homosexuality and lesbianism and transsexualism. Like, I'm whole. That's the way I look at it. And one of the things that I feel that trans women do, and, you know, a lot of trans women don't celebrate this thinking, and, you know, I think that when we uphold the binary, we kind of set ourselves up for this foolishness. When we deny our origin, because I noticed that when black females feel threatened by us or intimidated, it's always when we don't acknowledge our origin. When we trying to push through like we are biologically cis females, that's when black women try to give it to us. You ain't me. You don't have no period. You can't make no babies. You can't do this. But when you embrace the fact that you were born male and you let that black woman know, look, baby, I'm struggling on side of you. I have descended from my place of male privilege into these pits so that I could struggle on side of you and go through and experience the same misogyny and the same sexism and the same chauvinism that you experience. And I think that a lot of trans women, especially black trans women, need to get better at articulating that fact to females, that I have descended from my male privilege so that I can struggle alongside of you, sister. And I'm not trying to have sex with you. I'm not trying to dig in your cat. I'm going through this alongside of you because I adore you and I admire you, and I want to go through this because something in me wants to embody this experience. I'm not your enemy. And I think that black women need to get that through their head, and I think that black men need, like, when Dave Chappelle said that bullshit about if a black man want to be safe, he need to put on a dress and a wig and some heels, he'll be safe. I used to love Dave Chappelle. He made me fall. I don't live for him no more because he said that shit. Because since when black trans women ever been safe? We've been getting killed for centuries, and ain't nobody said nothing. The video don't even go viral. They don't even talk about it. We just started saying the girls' names. We've been getting killed. We still don't know who killed Marsha P. Johnson.
So, and I completely get it. I definitely agree. But we have to. We also have to remember. Well, speaking from my I statement and the cisgender biological woman I've dealt with or I'm close with, the conversations that we have when it comes to trans women, from my understanding, it's that they don't want to accept or understand, because the ones that it sounds like you speak of are most of the time the most ignorant, but not that they don't want to accept or understand, but that they don't feel that most trans women understand what it means to be a woman and then don't look on the inside to truly understand what that looks like. it's like there's a bridge that needs to happen between you. If we're going to transition into women, then we need to have not just trans women teaching us what it's like to be a trans woman, but women also teaching us what it means to be a woman. Because we're in two completely different worlds that intersect with each other.
I actually want to go on.
But really, do we know what that is?
Right.
As me being a cisgender woman, and I've been that all my life, and coming from a family of nothing but cisgender black women, these bitches ain't got it together. We got bitter aunties. I mean, I'm just saying, right now, this very moment, my mother is on her deathbed, and these hoes are still wrapped up on me being a dyke. I've been a dyke for years. I was 2 years ago. But this is what y'all laughing at, because I know I'm serious. We want to still
yes, I do. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Go to our auntie and say, auntie, you're doing too much. Let Ayanla fix your life. You know what I'm saying? Why are you homeless? You know what I'm saying? Trying to scrape gas money together to make it to church, but the pastor is not offering you a home. Like, all of us are doing that.
Yes, so this is right, and we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to have a conversation about that, because guess what? This is the part that get me, how trans women and how black women all, we break our neck to get up in the church house so that pastor can feed us some good old patriarchal, a man is God, and get on your knees and fall for the man and do what the man say, and the man is king and he knows it all. And we all run up in there for that. We all run up in there.
We're forgetting the context of black folks trying to get something and fulfill something that we've never had before, right? We forget the context that we get this particular feeling and this particular understanding, particular love that we get when we're surrounded by other black folks. As a person that was raised up in the church and understood that there's something that I get when I hear a gospel song that I don't get when I hear something else. There's something that I get when I hear.
But
black
why
folks
is it? I understand what you're saying.
But I'm getting to that point. There's something about that when we break from that, we lose that connection that we have with everyone else. So as a person that has broken from that, I really separated myself from the church and don't understand the concept of the patriarchal of what the church has done with the black community and how that has broken us down, but also understand that black folks are also trying to fulfill something that they feel community wise. So they look up to something that they think they should get, but they should already know that they already have it when they already fulfill it with their own family, right? So it's a concept of understanding that what we were bred to do, like we already know in slavery times, we only got one day off, and that was Sunday to praise the Lord. That wasn't our Lord, right? And also kind of breaking that chain of we know that this isn't us, but this is the only time that we can be us, right? That we can see our greatness, that we can see what we can do as black folks all together. So how can we break that cycle and also give them the work that they need to do within the church that they have, right? So it breaks down a lot, and to understand that particular thing, because I don't want to feel as though that there is a constant attack on the church, but people can believe whatever they want to believe, but also doing it in the context that they're supposed to believe, right? Right? So,
yeah, well, I don't want people to not believe in God. I think that you should believe what you want to believe. My conflict with the church is when the church feels like that everything that they're saying is right. Because I can pray, if you want to come together and you want to pray and you want to say, Father God, we go before the throne, I can pray that prayer with you. If you want to come together and you want to pray to Buddha, if you want to pray to Allah, if you want to pray to the goddess, whatever you want to pray, as long as I know that your intentions are right, I can pray that prayer with you. My problem with my people, black people, is that
they try to make it seem like a lot of times that the God that they're praying to, and I'm being honest, I just had this conversation with my biological mama the other day. Me and her were arguing on the phone, and it was a very polite argument. My mother wasn't disrespectful to me. We and her have grown, and we've gotten to a far better place. And I was telling her about some things that I wanted to do in my spirituality, and she was challenging me, and she was saying, oh, you don't know God woke you up this morning, and you don't know God started you on your way. And I'm saying to her, I'm a goddess. I woke myself up. I decided to be here. She said, I lost my way. And I can't argue with her because that's me challenging her faith. That's how my mama was brought up. My mama is almost 60 years old. I'm not fixing to try to change her faith, but it makes me feel like I'm a devil for believing something different. And that's what our community does. That's what the Black community does. Ignorance overpowers people who try to step outside and think outside of the box. Ignorance becomes fear, and it keeps us inside of this box. And and we're afraid to step outside of that box because ignorance is such a comfortable place for us. It's so comfortable. We've learned some things that we need to unlearn, and we're so comfortable with them because, like you said, we're trying to fulfill something. We want what our white predecessors had instead of, like, I honestly don't believe that we're ever going to make it like this. I don't think that separation is the answer, but I do believe that, like, the idea of thinking that we can prosper under the same government, that we could prosper under these same laws, that we could prosper under the same financial setup situation, we're not going to prosper like that. We need something totally new. We need something totally different. Like, people talk about dismantling government all the time, but we ain't dismantling a damn thing. I went over there in Africa when something is wrong with the country. Them people get out in the street and burn tires, and they protest, and they shut everything down. Don't nobody go to work. When it's a problem over here, we fuss about it on social media for 2 days, and then it's over with.
Right. I want to say this, and there's several chapters of this, but, like, in the Bible, Genesis 1, Genesis 5, Corinthians, there's so many references to how we were made in God's image. And, you know, folks who listen to this show, we talk all the time about my belief in the Most High. But that means we all can be God's goddesses. That means we all can worship spirituality in multiple forms. And that means that it's all written in the Word. And I always say to folks, especially folks who came up in the Black church or in any church at all, they say study to show thyself approved, which means don't just listen to what the person in front of you is saying. Study for yourself to see if that's what they mean. I always suggest
that's right. That's right.
One scripture out of the Word, read the 10 scriptures before that and the 10 scriptures after to see if they really knew what the hell they was talking about or if they picked and pulled pieces that they want to. I want to ask you all before we get off the show, and we can just popcorn this question. We're going to go around with what are some things you need cisgender people to not do anymore? And then what are some things that maybe we can do top three or as many as we want until the show is over? And then what are some things you need cisgender people to be doing that they have not done yet?
Well, one of the things that I need, and I just had this argument with my partner because, you know, he hang around nothing but cisgender men. I need for cisgender men, cisgender Black men in particular, to stop demonizing women for being liberated in their sexuality. Because when they stop demonizing women, like when a woman want to be loose and, you know, she want to have anal sex or she want to have some niggas to run the train on her or some stuff like that, then they want to demonize her and make her look like, you know, she's a hoe or she's scandalous or something like that. But when y'all do this, the stuff is acceptable. But when a woman does it, is, oh, she a hoe and she this and she that. So when they go to demonizing women, trans women don't stand a chance, because if they don't, if they demonizing something that could bring forth life, what, how the hell you think they're gonna feel about a trans woman? So until women start getting a little bit more respect from cisgender black men, transgender women don't stand a chance. Hello.
Yeah, I'm waiting for someone else to chime in and give another. I definitely agree.
Well, I'll chime in because I literally got to get ready for her. But what I think needs to stop is the not showing up when it's comfortable for you or for that cisgendered person. I need to know you know how to show up when I'm in the room and when I'm not in the room. Regardless of what circles or factions you're a part of, you know how to show up and speak up for persons like myself, as well as stop going with the, oh, well, you're not like those other trans people bullshit. Like, please stop doing that. Do not think that just because one particular trans person does not come in the light that you are not even, quote, unquote, used to seeing, but you are told they are like, does not make them an exception to the, what the struggle is or what they may deal with.
So
yeah, just, you know, mine is show up. Period. Show up.
So mine is,
no matter who is
for, so mine is, stop thinking that we want your posters and signs. Show up with your pockets already open. what we really need is economics, and that's what I'm looking for, and that's what I want. I'm also tired of coming to your table, and I already got my table built, so my table. I also want to go, like, I want to call out my trans brothers and sisters and gender nonconforming folks. Quit going to their table and make them come to your table. You don't have
that's
to.
That's right.
Because they need you more than they need us. Like, I mean, before we need them, like, we don't need them because they need us for their funding. So start creating your own tables and we'll see what that looks like, starting to create your own tables. Because once you have your own tables, trust me, they're going to come to it and they want to eat.
Yes, that's a real stuff right there. Come on now, baby. Show up with your wallets open. Give to the, give like you give to TVN. That's what we want you to do.
All right. That's so deep.
Girl, I had a moment, girl.
I think we are only on for an hour, so we're gonna be ending at 8 o'clock. I feel very strongly that this conversation needs to continue, and I want to be talking to you all about how we can make that happen sooner than later. I wanted, if you all feel comfortable and if you want, I think a great point was made about how folks can fund your work, fund your existence. If you all can share how people can continue to support what you've got going on, I think that would be a great way to close the show, and I promise, because the phone lines is jumping and inbox messages is popping, and we're only an hour show. So if you can let folks know how they can show up for you all, I would really appreciate it.
Okay, well, I wanted to say, go ahead, baby. Go ahead, girl.
Oh, for me in Chicago,
hello.
One of the biggest.
Somebody turn your radio, then we can hear you in the background.
For me, it's to show up on one of the biggest rallies for trans and gender nonconforming in Chicago. This will be the biggest ever that has happened here on Friday 3-3. And if you want to show up and show out. And then we will say what we need then, because as a person that runs Brave Space Alliance, I need the coins so I can help my sisters get the mace, the tasers, the self-defense classes, the trainings that they need, so we don't have to worry about getting killed or even worry about you being in our faces. So show up, show out. That's what I
do. Okay, so the way that you can show up for New Legacy Media Ministries is, for one, continuing
to chime in on Facebook, on my page, on Phoenix Eden, and also on YouTube, Phoenix Eden, on Tela Asia Black, TelaAsiaBlack, Tela Asia Black. And the reason why Asia is in there is because when I was younger, my eyes used to slant like an Asian. But Tela Asia Black, so you can Google that on YouTube. And also, you can donate to the Center of Ethical Living and Social Justice Renewal. That's the Center of Ethical Living and Social Justice Renewal. You can Google that here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and send them, you know, a check or a donation in care of New Legacy Ministries. Make sure you write that on there so that they can know that that coin is for New Legacy Ministries. And just to continue to tell people about the message of the work. And also, if nothing else, just to continue to say our name and to support us and to have conversations about Black trans women.
Aurora,
so
we can tell them playing your song, how they can get up with you and continue to support you.
Well, definitely just type in Aurora Lloyd and you will find me. Share the music because it's all trans experience. So share the music, talk about it, have those conversations, relate. Let me know if it relates to you. Go download hashtag Inside My Notebook. It's a mixtape. It's on DatPip. It's on my website, www.overlord.com. Book me, I'll come out. Yeah, let me know what you think and what you feel. That's how you can really support me, because what I'm trying to do is create a needed space in the music industry.
Yep, I think so. So with that being said, we want to create that space with you. Which one of these songs do you want us to play to close us out?
You can play, it's a little touchy, but you can play War Alone.
All right. I want to thank you, ladies. As I stated, you're going to be hearing from me because I really want to do a part two next week. Closing out.
Okay, can you send me the link to this? Can you send me the link to this so I can share it?
Certainly will. I will do that, and I would love to have you all back on next week, same time, same channel, because I want us to start Women's History Month thinking about the women of the future. And I think
that's good. I like that.
Yes,
I'm down.
Yes, so I will be in all of the inboxes. I want to give a special thanks to Brianna out of Baltimore. She connected us with Miss Phoenix Eden and helped make the show amazing because she wasn't available. So all the ladies who weren't available, hopefully you'll be available for part two. I am so thankful that you all were willing to come and to be your full selves and challenge the world with their flawed thinking. And we're going to close out with War Alone by Miss Aurora Lloyd. You can pick her up on any one of those downloadable sites, wherever you get your other folks' music. And this song is called War Alone, and the album is called Inside My Notebook.
Shows. When I run to the police, they don't believe what I have to say.